One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Approach this, but there's a we have a coworker who fights kidney stones. Not a good thing.
Yes,
just a bad day. There's nothing at all remotely positive about kidney stones.
Chronic kidney stones.
Well, there's a 30-year-old Michigan man, Jimbo, who I don't know how to say it, but he stuffed 6 kidney beans into his rig.
Wait.
Stop. You can't lose it now.
Wait.
He pushed him into his urethra.
Kidney beans?
Yeah, those are big.
They are big.
If I'm going to go.
That's the big red chili bean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if I I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
No.
If I do, I need some of them mushy green peas or maybe a black-eyed pea. You know what I mean? I ain't going kidney bean.
I don't have any idea where to start with why this guy did this.
He said he did it for gratification.
Oh, no. There's nothing gratifying about that. No. We all have the same rig stuff. So we all sort of get each other. Kidney beans have no place.
I don't know how we can talk.
Here's
the deal. He was apparently hoping that he would insert and then his body would make an exit.
Would repel.
He wanted them to expel the beans.
Uh-huh. Literally spill the beans.
But it didn't work. The beans got stuck.
Oh, of course they did.
So what does he have to do?
Go to the doctor. And get the doctor to shove some scissors up there and pull them out one by one.
You ever seen a snake eat a rat where it's just in there? In the middle?
Oh, you mean the bump of the rat? That's what his rig looks like.
Yeah. Doctors were able to remove them with a series of, quote, invasive procedures.
God.
He was lucky to walk away with, quote, minimal trauma. By the way, it's not minimal.
No.
It's all maximum.
Oh, it is.
It's all maximum.
How many kidney beans are up there?
6.
6.
6.
So 1 didn't cut it. 2 didn't cut it.
No, we're still going.
Is he?
We're still going.
Hey, is he?
It's like a Pez dispenser. Is he
pushing number 1 up high so number 2 can have room to enter?
It's like,
and then he scoots number 2 next to number 1.
It's like loading a clip of bullets.
Yeah.
You know, you got to push the one down.
Yeah.
So just
but he's got a slide. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Or was he letting the force of the bean move the other bean?
Wait, Jimbo. Let's get to the end of this.
Okay.
He says he told doctors It was not his first time with Baines.
Oh, this guy.
But quote, never attempted this many Baines before.
Okay. So that means at least one that's been up there before.
Yeah.
Perhaps two.
Maybe five.
And he wanted to go six.
It's a new dish.
Set a new record.
It's a new record. He said he was cooking. He was making Willy con carne.
Hey, enjoy your rig bean soup.
Talk about a pea shooter. I don't even.
Oh, he's got to have some force behind it to move a kidney bean through there. Wait. A lentil's one thing.
Hey, does he go? There's tweezers involved, either in the entry or the exit. That right?
No, I think he did it just with his hand.
No, but I'm saying either the exit, the doctor.
Oh, the doctor for sure got tweezers out. Absolutely for sure.
Oh, no.
That's 100. Mm. Man. Is this guy in the United States?
Yeah, Michigan.
Mm.
Yeah, Michigan's real happy today. Real happy.
Wow.
Mm.
I feel like just...
What?
I mean... A lady could have squared him away. You know what I mean?
How? Well, she putting the beans?
No, but just but huh? doing him a favor. He would have gotten some.
They got him.
Oh,
they got him laid out there.
Oh boy!
By the ruler, M.O.
They are almost an inch long themselves.
Yeah, minimal half an inch. Look at that.
Minimal half an inch.
Huh.
Oh, dude, what were you thinking?
Look at that.
Oh.
The final bean, quote, made it into the man's bladder.
Mm. Oh. Hmm. Oh, they were going up there.
Some of the beans were found in the urethra, which is the spot halfway between the opening of the urethra and the bladder.
Mm-mm.
Those are deep.
Is he going to do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to change?
He just knows now. He just knows to stop at five now. Six is clearly.
Six is right out.
Yeah. We went to the edge. Now we know what to do. Just stop at five.
The number of the counting shall be five.
Wait, that means how long has he been doing it? He did one to begin with.
Oh, long time.
And he loved it. Hey, he went back for two. And two wasn't enough.
Hey, but.
And then three.
But that can't feel good.
Oh.
There's no way that feels good.
One bean, two bean, it's me, Count Dracula.
Three beanie weenies, four beanie weenies, five beanie weenies, five kidney beans in the rig.
You didn't go to break on Count Dracula?
I didn't hear it.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mark LaBelle from Dirty Honey, and you're listening to Rocket 95.1.
Oh, yeah, we hanging with the paint rock playboy himself, Luther Green, the love machine.
Yeah!
The preacher man says it's
the end of time and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. Get you some mess right here. I ain't leaving this room till you drink that right there.
What was that noise?
I was screaming. I got me a new shine flavor. Muscadine Luther Shine.
Yeah.
Drink that right there.
I drink it with you, yeehaw again.
Yeah. Show what you think. That's how I done it.
What's that?
I soaked some in my damn dip.
What flavor is
Musky
that?
Musky Dine Luther Shine.
It's actually of all the ones you
put in. I can plow a field all day long.
Two parts Musky Dine, one part Ruby's Preserved Grown Blackberries, and one part My Damn Secret. Don't ask me no more. I'll come over here and whoop that smart ass.
Smoke too, ain't too many things these old boys.
It don't take nothing for me to whoop a damn man's ass. I've been hitting on that shine this morning.
Give me a yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
You come in here.
I'm going to tell you what. A man's got to have two things in the shine business.
What's
a secret
that?
And a fast driver.
A secret and a fast driver.
Sometimes a shotgun helps. I ain't going to talk about that, though.
We came from the West Virginia.
It is open season starting tomorrow. Open season on Bears at the Preserve.
On Bears.
And we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
What the hell's wrong with you, boy?
What a yippee-ki-yay you gave when you came in. God,
yeah. In New York City. He never called me by my name. Just Hillbilly.
It's open season on Bears.
My grandpa taught me how to live off the land. And his taught him to be
yeah.
Bears, you say?
I got five of them.
Bear, you got five? Where'd they come from?
They just came from Bear Place. I ain't going to tell you my damn sources. I got five of them. Junior says one of them's a damn grizzly, but we can't get close enough to see.
Oh, man, you don't want nothing to do with a grizzly.
I'm going to tell you what. They love that preserve. They swim in the lake. Catch all the fish.
$43, my friend lost.
Do you feed them or do you just let them eat naturally?
No, I ain't going to live long enough to eat. It's the open season on them this weekend. Now, Paint Rock wants me to say, bring your damn hunting license. But hey, between you and me, you don't need a damn license hunting the preserve. It's private. It's mine. And I say, I don't care who shoots up there as long as you give me my damn
$20. Oh, it's $20 for the bear hunt.
Yeah.
But there's only five bears.
Yeah, you ain't got no bear limit neither. You take as many as you want.
What if they're gone by the time I cash my $20?
You going to chew a damn duck or something. Yeah, there's plenty of things walking around in front of your damn preserve. Get you another hit off that right there before I go.
Sure.
Huh?
I need it.
Muscadine Luther Shine.
Yeah!
It make you go, won't it?
Yeah.
Make your face a little bit red.
On
don't
it, son.
Yeah. Makes you want to go.
He came in hot.
Come on out and shoot some damn bears with me this weekend at the Preserve. I'll see y'all.
See you, bud.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Namaste, Huntsville. This is Josh from Greta Van Fleet on Rocket 95.1.
Emails by Pat Reese.
Yeah, old buddy Pat Reese.
Pat Reese, last time we saw him, he said his life's a little turned around because of COVID. They had to work from home. And,
yeah. He should be the king of the gate.
That's right. That's right. Pat is back to work now on the Arsenal. Actually, I think. Might still be at home. But he doesn't... Obviously, his job is not that time-consuming because he's got a lot of time to forward emails.
Still, I'm going to tell you this. COVID didn't slow him down.
Oh, no. I think it sped him up.
Still sending us all the emails. He's that guy that forwards you all the emails.
Everybody's got a Pat Reese.
Well, Pat Reese emailed us this one, Jim O, and it says... It seems that when God was making the world, he called man over and bestowed upon him 20 years of normal sex life.
20 years.
Mm-hmm. Man was horrified. Only 20 years of normal sex life? But the Lord was very adamant that that was all man could have. Then the Lord called the monkey and gave him 20 years. But I don't need 20 years, said the monkey. 10 is plenty for me. So the man interrupted eagerly. Hey, can I have the other 10? The monkey graciously agreed. Then the Lord called the lion and gave him 20 years. And the lion, like the monkey, wanted only 10. Again, the man spoke up. Can I have the other 10? The lion said, of course you can. Then came the donkey. And like the others, he was given 20 years. And like the others, 10 was sufficient. And again, Man pleaded, "Can I have the other 10? This explains why man has 20 years of normal sex life, plus 10 years of monkeying around, 10 years of lying about it, and 10 years of making an ass of himself.
Yeah! Yeah! Pat Reese!
That's what you get from Pat Reese. Does that sum it up perfectly?
It's perfect. That is the consummate email from Pat Reese right there. Perfect. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. If you want to email us and interact with us at TheRocket951 on social media.
Hey, everybody. Corey Taylor here on Rocket 95.1.
It is now time for Jimbo and Cassio's Missed Connection Monday.
Missed Connections.
From Craigslist Huntsville. Did you see me, baby? I saw you.
Ah, yes. It is time for us to wander through the seedy world of Craigslist.
Yeah.
Missed connections in the community section. And let's see just who saw someone over the weekend or the past week and was unable to jot down a phone number or flirt long enough to get some information where you guys could be in touch. So,
or just stare at a long time.
Or just, yeah, you stare at. You could lurk in the background, I guess, and then write a missed connection about it. By the way, missed is M-I-S-S-E-D, not M-I-S-T.
Okay. So
people confuse it. Just wanted to say. Missed connections. The first one, Walmart on Wall Triana. Just wanted to say that the young woman was such a cute, sexy girl I saw in Walmart on Wall Triana Saturday, the 7th of August. I was the guy in the white baseball cap. You had shorts on with a yellow belt around your waist. Oh. Whew, you're hot.
This is actually a decent misconnection.
It is decent. Gave us a date. Gave us a place. Gave us some pretty good descriptions.
Of him and her. That was a good run by him.
Even though he was freaking on her and wouldn't walk up to her and say anything.
I like it. But that's what misconnection started as.
That's right. That's exactly right. So good luck, you two. That's why we do this. Public service.
Yeah, not... I'm tired of all the plumbing issues. I want more misconnections like that.
We want shorts and yellow belt to get together with white baseball cap. We feel like you'd be a good couple.
At least be a great outfit.
Yeah. Heck yeah. This next one's entitled Pretty Lady in a Tennis Type Skirt at Walmart.
Pretty lady in a tennis type skirt walking down my street.
You smiled and thanked me when I complimented you on how great you looked in that skirt. We met at the end of an aisle in the grocery side of Walmart. All I can say is, wow! All caps. Long shot, I know, but I really hope you see this and reply.
Yeah.
You think she'll reply?
If a guy comes up to you and says you look hot in that skirt and you don't hook up then, it's not happening.
Get the mace out.
Well, I didn't get that advanced, but I was just saying, she said thank you and moved along because she's not interested. You know what I mean? If she was interested, right there is when she would have said, oh, thanks.
She would have said a cordial thanks and then moved on to the cereal.
If she was into it.
If she's into it, yeah, she might have
said something right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed her, Sean.
Dude, I don't think tennis skirt likes you.
No.
Just letting you know. I mean, it takes buddies to give that kind of hard news, but somebody's got
to... shower, Jimbo?
Somebody's got to give it to him.
Okay.
This one's entitled Camouflage Guy on Trail Yesterday.
How did you even see him? He's camouflaged on the trail.
You were out hiking yesterday. So was I. You had on a camouflage cap and t-shirt, blue jeans, and hiking boots. First, it was way too hot for blue jeans yesterday. Shorts.
Yeah, but you don't want snakes to bite you.
It's a good call when you're hiking, yeah.
Yeah.
You had really nice arms. You were on the trail ahead of me. Obviously, you didn't know I was behind you because you did something on a tree.
Oh.
All I could say is, wow, I wish I was that tree.
No, you didn't.
This is real. Word for word.
Maybe he means leaned up against him, right? He leaned up against a tree.
I'm pretty sure dude peed on the tree. Camouflage dude.
He could have ripped the bark off.
And our lurker here
He could have carved his name in it.
Wants to be the tree.
No.
You can do the math on that.
He could have been a plum tree. He could have picked the plums.
No, no. He did something on a tree. Not to a tree. On a tree.
Leaned up against it and pooped.
Now.
Why am I kidding?
Well, even if it was that. This person says all I could say is, wow, I wish I was that tree.
Well, we don't know.
Somebody wants to get leaned on and pooted on.
I said pooped. You said pooted on.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought you said.
Why would I lean on the tree and poot on it?
I'm just making a point. Make a statement.
Just blow the bark off.
Why not? Why not?
What if the bark is a shot down to the ground?
You might have had one of those good farts. Trajectory fart.
How did they not see you? There's a lot of camouflage, but he didn't see the other guy. Maybe he thought the guy couldn't see him because he was in camouflage. Hey, I don't think you should go hiking in camouflage now that I'm thinking about it. What if you get lost? They can't find you.
It's a good call. That is a good call.
You're wearing bright orange. You need to wear a reflective vest when you go hiking.
Well, if they were on the greenway, it just says Huntsville. It doesn't say specific. But if they were on a greenway, those are wide open and easy to spot. Even somebody in camo.
Well, he's clearly walking off the trail, though. He's peeing.
Must be. He peed on a tree.
I don't think he should wear camo. I think we're out in the woods. We need to be seen.
Yellow, we're bright peeing. Bright clothes?
Yeah. Like a reflective green vest, one of those.
Reflective green vest.
Look at you. You're the skinny guy. You said it was too hot to wear pants to hike.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, it's too hot to hike, period.
I'd vote with you on that one. I would definitely vote with you on that one.
Guess what? I've never seen a guy peel a tree because I never went hiking. So, I don't know if that's a thing.
I've walked on a greenway before, but never hiked anything.
If you
since I was in the Boy Scouts when I was little. Then I hiked.
If you see Jimbo on the greenway, be sure to lean up against a tree and poot. Poot. You said poot.
I thought you said poot. Huh?
I haven't said poot since I was 7.
I don't think I have either, but I thought you said it. Let's bring back poot. Huh? Nobody's brought back poot. Let's still say that. I guess people with small kids say poot. Or do they just go straight ahead to fart? Right with young kids. This guy peed on the tree. He didn't poot on the tree.
You don't know. You don't know. You weren't there. And if you're about to tell me you're there, it's a game changer.
It's a fact. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Because he did something on the tree.
Could have threw his trash on the tree. Could have fed the tree a hamburger.
Wow, I wish I was that tree, this guy says, or this girl says. Whoever.
Wouldn't you want a hamburger? If he shoved a hamburger on a tree? You don't know.
I'd probably be a little hungry if I was hiking.
He could have put makeup on the tree. You don't know what he did?
I don't know what he did. That's a fact. You got me on that. I don't know what he did.
He could have just hugged the tree. He's a tree hugger.
No, he did something on it, not to it.
Well, pressed his body up and squeezed like a hug.
I suppose it could be that.
Wrote on it.
Oh, he could have written on it. He could have like
carved his name.
One of those, when people carve their initials in tree trunks.
You don't know what he did.
But I feel like that would be doing something to the tree.
Well, we painted on it.
Ah, semantics.
Painted on it.
You think he brought paint to a hiking trip?
He's wearing camo. He's up to no good.
Is that your assumption for all things camo?
He's trying to hide from the public. If you're going in the woods with camo, you're trying to hide.
All I know is this show's bringing the word poot back.
Now you can. You be the forefront. If it goes back, we're giving Jimbo credit.
I'm in. And there's your misconnections for the week. He pooted on a tree. I'm thinking in the woods somewhere in a greenway. And somebody was attracted to it.
Oh, yeah, you had to lean up against it. You thought it was a leaning poot.
I did.
It was serious.
That means it was a decisive poot. A solid, strong one. If you're making a point like leaning on something.
What are we doing?
And there's your misconnections. We only do it as a public service to allow you to get together if you want to. If you'd like to reply to any of these, they're on community section of Craigslist in the misconnection section. And then further, the Huntsville section.
They even got a map if you want to figure out what trailhead that guy is at.
And there's your misconnections for today here on Rocket 95.1.
This is Josh Kennedy with the Black Moods, and you're listening to the Rocket 95.1.
I did finish. I was just looking up my results, Jimbo. I was scrolling down here. I was 48th in my age group.
In your age group?
Yeah.
48th.
Out of 68. How do you feel about that?
Did you? Well, you had a dog with you, so that'll be one part of your excuse.
That is clearly my excuse.
51,
59, 91.
Can you tell Judy's time?
Oh, yeah, Judy's fast.
Yeah, I know.
Judy was fast.
I just wanted to compare her to your 51.
she was super fast. I mean, I could find her. But me and my mom and Hank did the here's my mom's age group. I can give my mom a shout out.
How'd she do? Did she run it or walk it?
She walked it. Now she's in her 50s. Where is she? She's down here somewhere.
clearly, the only reason you did this is because Judy insisted.
Yeah, you know, the best part is. They all signed up early, and I did not. I somehow skirted out of it. And then on race day, or, you know, the night before or whatever, when you pick up your packet,
yeah,
2 days before, whenever it is, Judy realized she could still sign people up, so she signed me up.
She could still, what, does she pay a bunch of entry forms?
So she was like, hey, can we register tonight, people? And they were like, yeah. And she goes, okay, and signed me up.
So she put you in it. Did she sell it to you? How did she sell it to you?
She did a group text and said I was running with everybody. I was like, no, I didn't sign up. She goes, yeah, I signed you up tonight when I picked up the packets.
So she's going to, hell or high water, she's going to get you squared away. She's got you eating right. Now she's got you doing 5Ks.
I'd lean towards high water. Oh, there's my mom. My mom got 14th in her age group.
Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, she's in the 60-year-old age group here.
I got 9th in my age group at the Warrior Dash.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She's booking.
Mm-hmm.
She was booking.
Yeah, that was before shoulder surgeries.
I had the dog with me. I had Hank, who did great.
Yeah.
Like I said, luckily he's not a long distance runner. He's a sprinter like myself. We got bursts of speed. You know?
Yeah.
We got bursts.
How long does it take you? Just curious. How long does it take you between bursts of energy to regain energy enough to burst again?
Depends on the course. I like to pick a spot out.
Was this one good and flat?
Yeah, I mean, it was over there in Research Park. Just all those roads.
Oh, flat as a board.
Yeah.
Hardly any hills at all.
There was one little sneaky hills where you're about halfway up, and I went, ooh, are we going uphill?
There weren't obstacles, though. It's just all walking.
Yeah, no, just all. Now, I threw some jogs. Don't underestimate my jog. You're trying to underestimate my jog.
Oh. How did you feel afterwards?
Well, of course, when you make the final turn for the last tenth of a mile, tenth, two-tenths,
yeah,
you gotta just put it out there.
You mean you ran the line?
Yeah. You gotta run past everybody watching.
Because that's when
everybody starts cheering.
That's where the cameras are.
And I knew Judy would be somewhere watching.
Oh, already. She's already calmed down and relaxed.
Oh, yeah. When I saw her on the course, when she saw me pass her, she was not even sweating anymore. And it was, you know, 90 degrees outside. She had her snow cone. Yeah, tiger's blood all over her shirt. She's way finished. She's way finished.
But I feel like a mere 5K is nothing for Judy.
I was 51:59.91. So I was nine-tenths of a second away from 52 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And Judy is in like the 20-something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So she had 30 minutes to chill out, right?
She let her eat the whole race.
And she was standing I knew she was going to be standing. We saw Lindsay with Off Leash Canine, who had trained Hank.
Oh, yeah.
So she was wanting a Hank update. on how he was running in the race. So I knew at some point I was about to turn that corner and they were going to be standing on the road. So I had to just go, well, I got from here on out, I've got to run because I'm not going to get spotted walking.
How'd that make you feel?
I was hurting all over.
Did you practice at all for this?
No, like I said, I didn't know I was doing it till 2 days before.
Till the night before.
Yeah. Mm. And then the day before, you got to go, well, I don't want to be sore for the race, so I can't run today.
And then
I was especially excited for the carb load because Judy gave me a pass because you get a carb load for a race.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
you get you some Sketty?
I was eating whatever I could find. Just whatever I could find.
The carb load.
Not the correct carb load. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just eating meaningless carbs.
Well, a Butterfinger, that's energy for a race.
I did get a snow cone beforehand. I went old school Tiger's blood, and it hit hard. I forgot. When you have the icy stuff, the snow ice or whatever it is, flavor ice.
Yeah.
I forgot how good
they were. Well, you texted me and invited me to run to join you.
Yeah, because my mom had some friends that backed out at the last minute, so we had extra packets.
Did Robert do it?
No, he backed
Stepdad?
Out.
Stepdad?
Backed out.
Did he?
Claimed he was sick.
Did he now?
Yeah.
So here's what Robert did. Robert had him a good day away from the wife.
Hell yeah.
Anything he wants.
Yeah, because she had to come up on Saturday and spend the night with us.
Oh, he had a whole weekend almost.
So my stepdad had a whole weekend.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about 5K, it does not, well, I mean, there was some people that, that don't care. They're just having a fun time.
Yeah.
My mentality, and I started cracking up because a lot of people's mentality around me is once they threw the sign up, half a mile left. Mm. And now we got glow stuff everywhere. It's at night.
Mm-hmm.
So now you go, we're home stretching it now. Half a mile. And to hear, literally, I heard multiple people announce, we have to pick out somebody in front of us and beat them.
Oh, no.
You pick out, somebody in front of you that's old, somebody in front of you that you go, we should catch up with. Because they're walking. But your mentality is, I got to go finish. That is everyone's mentality to 5K is to get to the end and go, well, now I got to beat somebody in front of me.
To have a goal?
Yeah. You see that lady with four kids in a stroller? I got to beat her.
If it was me, they would have pointed to me.
Do you?
See the bald, gray-headed man? Beat him. He's nothing.
Well, that's what I do. I have. It's like weakest of the herd. I look forward and I go, that person cannot beat me. That person literally cannot be. I'll be mad even though they started at a different time. Because
yeah.
I've been walking too, I hadn't seen them. So they clearly started before I did. Because we started deep in the pack.
Wait, have you maintained the illusion to Judy that you ran this whole race or at least jogged it?
Well, she knows my time. I mean, she's seen my time.
Okay.
I jogged a lot. Because there will be people that pass me because they were jogging. And then I go, I can't. That lady can't pass me. That lady cannot pass me. Me and Hank would have to take off. I'd have to take off, too. And I'd have to get to where they could jog and not catch me. I'd have to do that. By the way, it's hard maneuvering with a dog.
I bet.
Hard maneuvering.
I bet.
He did not slow me down, but just weaving in and out of the people when I took off. Hey, I thought I was doing good. Until I heard one lady with a stroller go, oh, I hear the dog again. And I thought, wait, that means she's got the speed walk going.
Yeah.
You know what? She was a constant pace.
She was pushing a baby?
Oh, yeah. So she would walk past me because I would walk slow.
Yeah.
But then I'd have to jog and I'd pass her again. And I was like, well, what am I doing all this for? I could just be fast walking.
But speed walking.
Yeah, I'm doing the burst of run.
If I had done it, would you and I try to beat each other?
Well, we've been in one.
Would we have been in it
we've
together?
We've been in one 5K together. Remember, we did one at the airport. And luckily, my niece was with us, and she wanted to quit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We ran we did the runway.
Yeah, and we got about a quarter down the runway, and my niece is like, I don't think I'm going to do it. And that was me and your excuse to go, yeah, we're out.
We got to pass.
Yeah, because we couldn't leave her alone.
I remember.
Had to babysit her.
I remember. And we got, if I recall, we got praised for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we did the right thing.
We got praised for walking.
So it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I'm looking at these guys in my age group. I just want to tell you, 20 people are slower in Huntsville than me in my age group.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. They walk the whole time?
I mean, must have, because I barely ran. Yeah. I just need you to pick your speed up, you know?
You just walked fast. You might be a faster walker than those
people. I mean, I'm not going to talk about the 47 people that finished ahead of me. I mean, that's fine.
In your age group?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I need...
Where's the cutoff of your age group?
40 to 49.
Okay.
So I'm in the younger half of my age group.
In the 40s.
I'm looking. There's a lot of people ahead of me that were older than me. A lot of people. A lot of people. I mean, like I said, Joe Martin was one spot ahead of me. Literally, I'm looking at it, a minute and a half, I finished behind him.
And he owns a gym.
Yeah. So it means he wasn't trying.
No, he was just doing it for the fun.
Correct.
Which is what you were doing it for.
Well, but I had no fun. I had zero fun on my fun run. It was a glow run, and the only thing that was glowing were my thighs from rubbing together. I went fancy shoes that had some yellow on them to try to stand out. That was a bad mistake.
Well, where'd you blisters. Get? What do you mean fancy shoes?
No, just shoes I had. I should have went my old standard running shoes.
Yes.
Nah.
Don't go new upgraded shoes on a new run.
Yeah, they weren't good.
Oh, that's going to get rub blisters.
They were cross trainers. They wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Oh, man, I wish I'd seen it.
But I finished strong. Hank finished great. Judy knocked out. My mom did great.
I'm proud of her for finishing. She's, what, her upper 50s, right?
60s.
60s, I mean.
Yeah, and her whole deal was she didn't. Her goal was to not stop, not have to take a break.
Well, that's a great goal.
Yeah.
For somebody her age, just to put the only restriction you're putting on yourself is I'm not going to stop moving forward.
Judy, I was looking at Judy's age group. She is 16th in her age group. In her age group, 178.
Ooh.
She's 16th.
How mad was she that 15 people beat her?
A little bit. I mean, she knew she wasn't going to win. She was disappointed in, you know, she could have done faster, she said.
Oh. Well, should have.
She did it in 29:27.
And you did it in 51?
52. Yeah, 51. She had 30 minutes.
30 minutes to sip water. And
30 minutes!
I mean, she had already stopped sweating probably by the time you...
No, she was dry as a bone. She looked like she had never even started.
She's ready to roll.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Well, I just did a 5K. Yeah, I just, you know, it's late.
Yeah, she was. She's like, I'm relaxed. I need to change clothes. I'm already dry. Now.
Did y'all go home and take showers? What time did you finish?
Yeah, we got home. We got home in the not too late. Yeah, we all took showers.
Yeah,
it was relaxing.
Yeah,
it was relaxing.
I don't know about relaxing.
Well, I'll tell you this: I had a post race beer.
I don't blame you.
I had some post race alcohol.
I might have had 10 post race beers.
I had some post race beers and some melatonin, and I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, that'll knock it out.
Was mummified in that bed.
I bet you didn't
move. I
lay
down and my eyes opened and it was daylight. And I was in the same spot.
Were you sore?
All legs asleep, arms asleep. You know, one of the drool everywhere.
Oh, sure. No, you
hadn't
were out.
I moved.
Your body went, whew. I don't know what we've done, but everybody rest right now.
Yeah, and of course, today's the second day. Now I'm a little more sore today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird things are sore. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Why is that sore? I didn't use any part of that muscle.
Yeah. Well, you also don't run in your daily life.
No. I don't walk in my daily life.
Yeah.
I survived.
That should be your t-shirt. I survived the 5K.
Well, I put a post on social media. I'll share it on the Rocket. It's My bib number was 365, and I said, that was rude. They put my weight on my bib. They wanted to know how much.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but I love a buddy of mine said they needed to know if they could lift you when you passed out, so they put your weight on the front.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Thursday, 11:49 a.m.
Hello, Mr. Wood. This is the phone company. Would you please take a moment to call back? The number of your phone is not working. Hi, Jimbo. It's Gene Simmons. I'm on the show here with Paul Stanley on the Mark and Brian show. We were told to call you because you're a powerful and attractive man. And we appreciate you being there. Honestly, no, you know, nobody's listening, so I'm not saying this for effect. All the best. Hope to see you. Here's Paul Stanley.
What was the section? Jimbo.
Jimbo. Nice to talk to you. Oh, it's Jimbo. Jimbo, the great Kiss fan. Well, we're big fans of yours. And we wish you all the best. And keep on rocking. Never stopping. Talk to you later.
Conrad Thompson from First Family Mortgage joining us in the conversation. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you?
Awesome.
How about that? How are you? What's going on? Hey, can we talk about the fact that this police officer here in town looks like The Rock? Is that a thing?
I see his picture everywhere, and apparently The Rock has now responded and said he wanted to have a drink with him.
How many times have you got tagged in it, Conrad?
Dude, here's the thing. I saw it like a month ago, and my mom sent it to me, which, you know, that tells you how this is like pierced the veil of pop culture. It's got onto old lady Facebook now.
Old lady Facebook.
Is this guy Madison County, or is he in town?
No, he's Morgan County.
Morgan County, so Decatur.
And yesterday, The Rock tweeted the picture of him and said, "Oh bleep. Wow, the guy on the left is way cooler. Stay safe, brother, and thank you for your service. One day we'll drink Terramana, and I need to hear all your, quote, rock stories, because I know you got them." Hey, I thought the guy looks like The Rock so much, I thought it was fake. I thought it was Photoshop.
We need him in here in the studio. I need him to come baby DJ for one morning.
I'm not trying to be a poo-poo.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think he looks as much like The Rock as everybody says. I think it's the right outfit, the right angle type of deal. I don't know that if he just walked in the studio, you'd say, "Oh man, this is Dwayne Johnson."
Well, his name's Eric Fields, and he's gone viral. Of course, everybody's seen his picture now, and we need him in the studio. I need him to come baby DJ with us one morning.
What you need him to do is you need him to come in for Halloween, right? I mean, that's the ultimate.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. Oh,
The Rock's here.
Oh, if we told everybody to stop by the station because The Rock's here.
Oh, forget about it. Forget about it.
I'm with The Rock though. You know he's got a bunch of rock, quote, rock stories where people think he's a rock.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I just wonder if he's ever decided to say he was on the shoe show days or something like that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm trying to get to too.
It's dark and dimly lit.
Yeah.
He could probably sell a lot of things.
Look, sometimes you can't find it. Look, you just got to go with it.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
How many times has he said, "Can you smell la 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 la? What the Rock is cooking?" How many times? Now,
again, not trying to poo-poo, but have we heard this fella talk?
No.
Does he say he lives in Morgan County? So there's a chance he doesn't really sound like The Rock.
We need him in here. We need him in here.
Hey, y'all smell The Rock's cooking?
That's what I hope it is. I hope it's that makes it better, right?
Yeah. No, he can't sound anything like The Rock. If y'all know Eric, somebody out there has got to know Eric. Tell him to get in touch with him.
He couldn't have timed this more perfectly, the release of all these pictures, because The Rock's got a movie out he's trying to promote.
Oh, he's got his new liquor?
He's got a new booze line, and the Rock's all about promotion right now. So they responded to this tweet. It's definitely great timing.
Oh, it's great.
Eric Fields. We need some of you know Eric Fields. We need him here in the studio tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow's not Halloween, just saying.
It's not Halloween.
I know.
Conrad's banking on Halloween.
We need to seize the moment on this. See if we can find Eric.
Halloween's going to be a big deal, though. If y'all get, what are we going to call him, though? We need a nickname. So if Dwayne or Dewey is known as The Rock, what are we going to call Mr. Fields?
The Croc.
Oh, no, that's offensive. Calm down.
No, he's the fake Rock. I didn't mean it as a him. I don't even know him. He's a great dude. The Stone.
We can't call him the Pebble.
No, I was going to say Fruity Pebble, but that has different connotations.
Yeah, he's a big dude. I'm looking at the picture. He's a big dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he's thick.
I was just going to go Officer Rock.
Oh, Cop Rock.
Office Cop Rock.
Cop Rock, that's good. Put a little respect on his name. You know what I mean?
Cop Rock
or Rock Cop?
We should mention, too, we're acting like he's the inferior version of The Rock, but he's like the real guy out there doing the stuff that Rock pretends to in movies.
Yeah, so, that's why Rock's saying, hey, my man's a real hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying Cop Rock, I think, or Officer Rock. Yeah, Officer Rock. I like that.
Mm. Officer Rock it is.
Mm. What if he's like a lieutenant? Lieutenant Rock?
Lieutenant Rock?
Well, this article just says he's police officer. It doesn't say his rank. What if he's Lieutenant Rock? There's your number one. That's the nickname.
I feel like that guy should be doing our traffic. Lieutenant Rock.
Sergeant Rock. Captain Rock.
We're going to toss it to Captain Rock for the traffic.
Oh, that's killer. That's killer.
It sounds like an 80s promotion if he's Sergeant Rock. But I really hope when you do throw it to him and we do get the officer in the studio here.
Yeah.
That he just sounds like the biggest Bubba of all time.
I'm with you. He can't sound even remotely like The Rock. That's what's going to make it better.
It's going to flip me out when he opens his mouth and starts talking, because I'm going to expect him to sound just like The Rock.
No, that's what's going to make it great. Like Conrad said, if he's a Bubba.
I need him to be a Bubba.
How's it going?
How y'all doing?
Hey, are you The Rock? No.
Eric, yep. We need you. Conrad, use your considerable resources to get Eric in here. Get Eric Fields.
I mean, listen.
We got...
Okay.
What?
No, I'm just saying, like, somehow Jimbo thinks, because I'm, like, interwoven in wrestling, that I'm also tight with the Morgan Sheriff's Department. Like, I'd have an easier time getting Hulk Hogan on the phone than I would this police officer. What we could do, though, is we could just drop. Here's what we're going to do. Cassio and I, we're going to ride over to Decatur today. We're going to pick up some barbecue, but I'm not going to say from where, because they ain't paying us.
Right.
And then when we get done, we're going to get out there in the street. We're going to cause a scene. And when we get his tail arrested, I'll be sure to click record on my phone. Boom.
Well, I love how you made me get arrested.
The greatest thing in the world for this show is for Cassio to get arrested by Officer Eric Fields in Morgan County.
We agree.
That photo, I need to snap a picture of you two before you get booked and all that.
Locked up by The Rock.
Yeah, locked by The Rock. I need that to happen this day. Today.
And then we can do like a GoFundMe, a fundraiser or something, and we'll call it Cop Rock, and it'll be Cassio's cut, all the different, you know, hip-hop and rap and
anything that mentions songs. Police.
Anything that mentions police, just piled in there.
All right.
We got so many tie-ins with Eric Fields.
I know.
Tell him we said, hey.
Yeah.
It's a publicity stunt. Here's the deal. I'm telling you. It's a life hack. We're going to get your tail arrested today, and we're all set.
For a fact, some law enforcement personnel listen to this show.
I'll be a jabroni in Morgan County today.
I won't call anybody by name, but I know one of you knows Eric Fields. You need to get him on the line.
I won't call anybody by name.
Let's get this rolling. Let's get this ball rolling and get Eric Fields here in the studio.
This is the number one morning show in all of North Alabama, and Jimbo's like, there's got to be a police officer listening. Yeah, they're all... This is on in the station. They're all laughing at us right now, and they're probably like trying to draw straws on who gets to arrest Cassio today.
They're like, we've been waiting on this day.
All right. So, yeah. So we're going to see if we can work on that. We have no producer or anybody who can do the legwork on
this. This is the legwork.
We're just relying on Eric to now call in.
Hello, Morgan County.
To Morgan County, are you listening?
That's the legwork.
I'm Elias from Nonpoint, and you're listening to The Rocket 95.1.
That was Stairway to Heaven, which was the infamous song. Hey, if you play it backwards, it's got bad messages.
Right.
In it.
Well, we all knew it was in that age when Led Zeppelin 4 came out. The word came out at school in the halls that if you play Stairway to Heaven backwards, right when he starts saying there's a bustle in your hedgerow, it says, my sweet Satan. Everybody knew it for a fact. So immediately ran home. Of course, everybody owned the album.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like, my sweet Satan. The one whose power makes me sad, whose power is Satan. That's how it sounded. Listen.
Wait, what part did you have? Is this the part? Why did you say it like that?
Somebody's uploaded the entire song instead of the backwards part. No, it's...
Mine's wheezing. What's the second part?
That varied. We heard the one whose power makes me sad, whose power is Satan. But that one, that the internet disagrees with us. Robert Plant also disagrees and says they never intended for anything like that to happen. Some Yahoo just found it.
Who was it playing it backwards? It was you and who?
Me and Lane Poole, my friend Lane.
Yeah. Dude, what does it sound like?
My sweet Satan.
Do the whole thing. I need the whole thing.
The one whose power makes me sad, whose power is Satan.
Why are you saying it like it's in reverse?
Because that's what it sounded like.
Why would it? Did y'all play that 1 million times?
So bad that I can no longer play my Led Zeppelin 4 Stairway to Heaven song anymore because I've scratched it up so bad because I played it backwards so many times.
Did y'all think we're on to something?
Yes. We went straight to school until we knew it was a fact.
Did everybody agree?
No, we were in disbelief. We told the whole smoking area. So
you had a smoking area at school, which has always killed
me. And I was a DJ at the radio station that piped music into the smoking area. So I played Led Zeppelin 4 backwards over the PA speaker.
And what did it say?
My reason!
Do the whole thing. Why do you keep stopping it short? Do the whole thing.
The one whose power makes me sad, whose power is Satan. That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, how old were you then?
High school.
You had 15, a radio 16. In high school?
We had a radio station, yeah. It's my first radio, strong. WMB radio.
That is strong.
First station. Anyway.
How are you doing?
Get a turntable and play it backwards and you'll see it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, everybody. This is Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down. If you are listening to Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Stupid news today. Another survey, Cassio. If you've ever listened to music that is so good, you got goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
That means you're thriving.
Thriving.
According to a new study out of Harvard, if music has ever given you goosebumps, made the hairs on your arm stand up, that's actually a sign that you are a thriving human being. 55% of people that had a strong emotional connection to music were more healthy, happier, and friendlier, and in some cases even wealthier.
Strong.
That's a good life if you can get it.
Song that gave you goosebumps. You remember any right off the bat?
Songs give me goosebumps all the time. Songs that I've heard 1,500 times and some songs I've never heard before. A lot of soundtrack music gives me goosebumps. Like,
really?
I'll tell you one in particular, the one from Gladiator. The soundtrack of Gladiator.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. I get crazy moved by soundtrack scores and things.
I definitely get moved by music a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know about goosebumps.
Oh, yeah, I do. I get full on. I got them last night.
But what'd you get goosebumps for?
Watching Gladiator. I mean, listen to the music. It blows me away, that whole Hans Zimmer.
Were you watching it?
Yeah.
And you just heard the music, didn't it?
Yeah. It made me put the soundtrack on my Spotify.
What?
Yeah, I remembered how much I loved it. I love it. I love stuff like that.
What?
I love it.
You downloaded the soundtrack.
I just put it on my Spotify to stream.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I did. And then
this is amazing.
And then I streamed it a little bit through my speaker at home.
What? You're just walking around the house listening to the Gladiator?
Yeah, it puts me in the movie. men are less likely to get goosebumps than women.
Yes.
And for most people, it happens quickly during the first minute of the song, and it's an aww moment, they say. 25% get goosebumps when somebody says, I love you for the first time. 23% got goosebumps when their child was born. 16% got them when they saw their partner walk down the aisle at their wedding.
I'm emotionally moved, but I don't get goosebumps a lot.
You tear up at stuff?
Oh, I'll tear up at music.
Yeah,
especially,
me too.
Especially if there's this, what's it called? Oh, yeah, bourbon, if that's involved.
It's called a lot of things. Some call it whiskey.
Yeah.
You choose bourbon.
Yeah. There's a lot of songs where I'm like, I don't even call somebody. You know that?
Well, loves you. Let me get her on the phone.
Listen, I don't talk to my dad enough.
Yeah. We all get that. We all feel that every once in a while.
That's what music does to me. I don't get goosebumps. I get to emotional places.
Yeah, you get straight to the core.
I'll be in full-blown in love and hear a breakup song and just be like, well, I'm done. I'm done with life.
I love it. So if you're feeling chill bumps to Clay Aiken's Bridge Over Troubled Water...
Hey, it's Billy Joe Armstrong,
Mike Durnt,
and Trey Cool,
and we're Green Day
on Rocket 95.1, your rock station.
Right now, our friend Conrad Thompson from First Family Mortgage joins the show. Good morning, sir.
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
We've been talking about the Army Worm takeover all day. We were just talking right before we went on air. You don't have them, luckily, right?
I got nary a worm. I was dewormed as a baby, and my dogs have all been shot for worms, so we're good to go. No worms.
You are squared away, Conrad. No worms.
Can you imagine? Now, you have tiny dogs. Can you imagine? We had a lady said they have a German Shepherd, and it was covered in worms when it went outside to take a poop.
What a mental picture that is.
Well, I feel like, if I'm honest with you, I feel like that was probably like a regular occurrence down in Gadsden for Casio. Back
just worms everywhere.
Have they got army worms in Gadsden?
Yeah. They got everything down in Gadsden.
Everything.
I promise you this, it might not be army worms, but if you cross the border into Etowah County, you coming back with something. You know what I mean? It might not be army worms, but you gonna get something.
Love it. Oh my goodness.
Now we got right, how about this? We made a post on Facebook about army worms. We wanted all the feedback because I saw two guys at the home improvement store almost getting a fight over the last couple bottles of some spray that's apparently killing them. It's like Black Friday out at the home improvement stores fighting over spray. But apparently right in the middle of all this social media talk, right on the post that says, do you have army worms? John David Richardson Jr. chimed in and said, I can't believe that mortgage guy tried to play down Luther Green, quote, that redneck guy you used to do. Luther Green is the best character on the radio.
Huh?
Agreed.
Huh?
Mm. He got fired up that you disparaged the name of Luther Green.
Mm. Conrad, how do you feel about that?
In fairness, last week I had fun with the name, and I got over Bok Choy here on the program. So I was leaning into that like I was unfamiliar. I know Luther. If you remember, Luther actually had a commercial for me years ago with a fella who was down to play along. And anyway,
Luther called the front desk.
Oh, that's right. He did.
I even pitched, what if Luther helped read a review from ConradReviews.com, and hypothetically, Luther got a text message this morning directing him to which one. So I'm just wondering, have y'all heard from Luther lately?
Oh, yeah. That old Hank music means the paint rock playboy himself, Luther Green, the love machine, is in the house.
Preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry.
Luther is in the house.
What some bitch is this right here?
What, on the phone?
Yeah.
It's the mortgage guy, Conrad Thompson.
Hey, what's going on, Luther? How are you, man?
I got some old boys over at Paint Rock telling me you done called me a damn redneck.
Well, that's unfortunate, Mr. Green. I was hoping that I might be able to enlist you. You know, Cassio and Jimbo claim to be my friend here on the show, but I don't know, for about 100 and a half, they'll pretty much read what I need them to. So I was wondering, would it be possible if you went to ConradReviews.com and read something? And I'll be honest, I didn't know if you could get the internet on a flip phone. Yeah. So I want to just texted you a review, and I wanted to see if it might be possible if you could go ahead and front me this opportunity, and I'll slide that cash to Cassio and we'll be square.
You got 100 and a half for me. Read this right here.
I do. Yes, sir. 100 and a half cash.
Hot damn tamale. I'll read whatever you damn want. Who's this? Hey. Some bitch Larry Thompson. Who's this?
That's my father. He works with me down at First Family Mortgage.
Well,
what does it say, Lou?
This old boy looks like his name is Stephen and then D. Just Stephen D.
All right.
I started working with Larry and Holly. Who's Holly? She's smoking hot.
Holly is a nice lady who works with my dad. I don't think it would be okay for me to, you know, go ahead and tell you how attractive she is here on the radio for all to hear.
I started working with Larry and Holly after a terrible experience with another lender. I was very upset, but I'm a regular listener to the radio show over there. So I heard Save with Conrad commercials and decided to give them a call.
Mm.
I had a tight timeline, and they led me through underwriting. What's underwriting?
That's where we get your loan approved, Mr. Green.
In a week. From that point on, we was just waiting on, what's that word right there?
The appraiser. He's going to tell you how much your house is worth, you see.
Yeah. I ain't got no damn house. I tell you what, get a damn trailer. You ain't got to make no damn payment. Everyone I spoke to over there was very helpful. My first day calling in, here's an old girl named Frances. How many some bitches work over there?
A lot of them. Helping a lot of people.
This one named Frances spent nearly 2 hours on the phone with me, working out details and seeing which type of loan would work best for the timeline I was working with. This was the best lender experience I'd ever had.
Come on with it. How many stars, Luther? How many stars?
There's 5 of them right there.
Yeah.
How many supposed to be?
Well, that's 5 out of 5. It's as high as it goes.
All right, then. You can have.
Why are you hot at us about it? You got hot at us about the star system.
I don't know what no damn stars are. I just see 5 stars right there.
Hey, if you call Conrad, Luther, you can skip 2 house payments.
I ain't made no damn house payment in 30 years.
Mm. We need to get you in a house. Can you even help the likes of Luther Green, Conrad?
I can indeed. I mean, that's the deal. We don't say no, we say not yet, and we help get you a plan together for yes. So we're going to help you this morning on your ride to work. Give us a shout. We're already here, 425-0105, or get yourself a quick quote right now at savewithconrad.com.
Hey,
if you've got credit card debt, if you've got a second mortgage, we're going to save you some cash right now. Ain't that right, Luther?
Woo! You said give him a shout. He gave you a shout.
Well, there it is. There it is.
I'll see y'all.
See you, buddy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.